While riding my bike around London, I stumbled upon this and was like,
LOL, what?
Surprise, sharks raise questions that need answers.
So once back home to Google I went, with a search query that would turn the next 6 weeks of my life real weird, with phone calls and legal consultations and hundreds of pages of documentation about zoning. But it started with I'm feeling lucky, which landed me on a Guardian newspaper article about the sharks. They're part of an art competition. Apparently, shark art has a history in England.
Okay, I guess.
But the article said the sharks were next to a warehouse in the London borough of Hackney, but I found them next to a boat club in Islington.
Well, can't just let a thing like that go. Oh, give me a second. Been at this for a while. Okay.
So back to Google, where I found Anti Pavilion, the warehouse hosting the art competition, with a giant balloon outside? Okay, don't get distracted. You're here for the shark art competition. But wait, Hackney fight? What's this? And so it began. It seemed like because of the sharks, Hackney Borough was trying to get this warehouse-slash-artist-studio place shut down. But the more I read, the weirder it got. Like this correspondence with the police about their forced entry into the warehouse to stop a ballet performance? What? Okay, too much. Stop, back to the original competition, which had asked art entrants to consider, quote, "An ambition to expose and question the authoritarian workings of our planning culture has always been fundamental to Anti-Pavilion. Entries that respond to the tension between authoritarian governance of the built environment and aesthetic libertarianism will be particularly welcomed in the face of the prevailing attempts by Hackney to close down the Anti-Pavilion Commission. One entrant? Sharks! Five of them. Full scale, the big ones, Megalodon, leaping from the water, singing. The title of this piece, Sharks! With an exclamation mark. What could compete with that nothing, which is why Sharks won and construction began. Cool, but like, what's the deal with the beef in this brief?
Well, now, weeks later, and after way more hours of stress than I ever expected from this project, I can now tell you a very simplified version of what happened for comprehensibility reasons and legal reasons.
It starts 5 years ago when Anti-Pavilion held their first art competition, with winner HVAC, a sitting area atop the warehouse roof from which to admire the canal. It's disguised as an air duct to hide from Hackney and planning permission. The next year's winner was an inflatable yellow barge. That's what this is. Also, did you notice HVAC the first time? Admit it, you didn't, because it's disguised. Anyway, the barge inflated so it could be a pop-up transportable venue space that could deflate and disappear at a moment's notice. And also so it could fit under London's many tiny canal bridges, like the ones on either side of the warehouse. The year after's winner,
I swear this is all connected,
Potemkin Theatre. It's just one wall, nothing to see here, but also serves as the backdrop for a stage on the roof. It was this last art erection, the opposite of incognito, that drew the attention of the London borough of Hackney. Oi, said Hackney, you can't build that here. What, this? It's nothing, only the backdrop to some performances we plan on holding. Do you enjoy ballet? Not really. Hey, what's that? Nothing. And wait, what's that? It doesn't look like a code legal air duct. Why no? This is HVAC, a piece that's a playful subversion of planning legislation, exploiting permitted development rights to confront the habitation of rooftop. Okay, that's it. Enforcement notice. Pursuant to Section 172.2 of the Town and Country Planning Act, Anti-Pavilion's unauthorized structures are unacceptable in terms of their size, location, and design, which adversely affect the surrounding character, appearance, and architectural integrity of the surrounding conservation area in which they are located. TLDR, remove yo art. You have 1 month. Thus, these three arts are the history of how the Hackney hatchet came down. But Anti-Pavilion didn't remove their art, instead basing their brief on these events and picking the purposely provocative sharks as the winner. Now, as their construction finished and installation approached, what happened next is debated. Anti-Pavilion says The Guardian approached them to do an article about sharks, a telephone interview conducted, and an article written. The very article I would find months later after publication. But pre-publication, according to Anti-Pavilion, the article contained defamatory misquotes and deliberate misrepresentations. Anti-Pavilion requested it be changed and wanted a copy of the recorded interview. The Guardian refused to change anything, didn't comment on the recording, instead asking for what the misquote was, leading Anti-Pavilion to ask for the recording of the interview, and around it went. Anyway, The Guardian's article, which did get published as written and may or may not have misrepresented Anti-Pavilion, may or may not have tipped off the London borough of Hackney that Anti-Pavilion was arding again, soon to install the extremely impossible not-to-notice sharks. Hackney packed the paper in their little briefcase to use as evidence as they ran to a London judge to grant an emergency injunction to stop sharks. They had to run because that very morning the sharks were being loaded into the canal. One shark in the water. Two sharks in the water. Three sharks in the water. Four sharks. Stop that shark! Injuncted! Wait, let me see that. Ooh, this is very confusing. I need to check with my lawyer about what this means. Four sharks in the water. No, seriously, injuncted. And thus, Hackney blocked the final shark and halted Anti-Pavilion from doing anything without express planning permission until further judgment. Look here, you're in a conservation area, you can't just do what you want. But four sharks had escaped, and the injunction didn't require their removal, so in the canal they stayed, while, trapped inside, the final fifth looked on. Thus, in this moment, the halted sharks became the pitch-perfect presentation of planning permission versus artistic freedom, as the paperwork grew from injunctions to witness statements, permission applications, briefs, reports on the history of art on the site, what in keeping with the conservation area means, queries of if sharks block the canal traffic, hey wait, who actually controls the canal? And arguments about if the very existence of the conservation area is like an abuse of power or a scam? I have no legal stance here. Please don't sue me. I can't say a tenth of what I've heard, but, well, the two bridges are conserved, the canal is a conservation area, but the conservation area also happens to swoop up to include this one warehouse, and it's Hackney who can block a building in a conservation area, and it's also Hackney that gets to draw where the conservation area is. I mean, it's a lovely warehouse, but... However, the thing is, to Anti-Pavilion, all of these literally hundreds and hundreds of pages of legal documentation and countless human hours of everyone involved in a fight over shark sculpture are part of the art of sharks itself. Even the judges dragged into this make comments in their dry way about what a tangled pain this case is. Side note, I particularly enjoyed how, since the title of Sharks includes an exclamation mark, so too must all these legal documents. Which was funny every time I read it. Sharks! Okay, back to the story. For months, sharks chilled outside the warehouse while the paperwork rained down, though Hackney did eventually get them double injuncted and forced back inside. Meanwhile, up the canal happens to be the Islington Boat Club, members of which apparently chugged by sometimes to watch the ballet, and who developed a soft spot in their heart for sharks, and they had water rights in their section of the canal, and so decided to offer their club as a new home. Anti-Pavilion agreed to move the sharks, contingent on the boat club promising to tell Anti-Pavilion about any bureaucratic paperwork problems that might arise. Are you guys sure you have rights to the water? As all those future papers would be part of the art of sharks too. The boat club agreed and the sharks were brought up the canal to where they currently reside. Delightfully right in full view of a primary school that doubtless all the kids there now call Shark School, and right next to a public playground where sharks is already inspiring the next generation of English shark artists, and where you too can go see them in their full sharkiness. But if you do want to see them, you better hurry while you can. See, sometime after the relocation, the Islington Boat Club told Anti-Pavilion, "Look, you need to take your sharks back, mate." Why? We won't tell you. But why? And then the boat club ghosted Anti-Pavilion never to give a reason. What happened is unknown, but if one were to speculate, I have no legal stance here, please don't sue me, the boat club seems underdeveloped for the value of the property it's on, and the appearance of sharks could have thrust them into a lot of bureaucratic trouble they weren't expecting about what exactly their rights to the water are, but who knows? Well, the boat club knows, but they're not saying anything other than time to go, sharks. They must be removed before the end of this month, put back into the warehouse, held behind bars of planning permission paperwork, never to see the water again. Although, there's always that barge. Perhaps sharks could ride again, technically not in the water, but upon it, able to travel up and down London's canals, looking for a new home. Sharks!